What do you have to lose by trying something new like Trump? What the hell do you have to lose? You have to lose. You have to lose.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
We ought to have a prayer called the goddamn it prayer. God damn them to hell, please.
Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that.
But you know what? You don't impeach people when they're doing a good job.
Because we're going to go in there, we're going to impeach the motherfucker.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
It is Wednesday, everybody. Welcome to Crab Diving Live, broadcasting at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera. U.S. of A. It is a wee bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if you're listening to us live out east. If it isn't that time, you may be listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7. Maybe you have gone and done downloaded us as a podcast at your favorite podcasting application or at crabdiving.com. Yeah. Ooh. Two cocks.
Le coq.
However you're listening to us, we appreciate the fuckaroni Tony out of it.
Oh, yes.
We got all kinds of shit to get to. All kinds of, Republican fuckery and some interesting stuff happening in the news.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I want to say this. Earlier, yesterday, I scheduled a tweet before any of this shit with the bat came out that I said,
this is Rudy Giuliani.
Would anyone be surprised if Giuliani showed up to a Trump rally screaming like into a megaphone, butter emails, smeared in his own shit? Would you be surprised? And then this came out. Right. I just want to say, on some little level, I am very prophetic.
It's smeared in his own old man seed.
I called this.
Apparently. We'll get to that in a moment. But thanks for joining us on the Twitter at Crab Diving, CRABDIVING. You can also join us on our Facebook page. We got an Instagram that, may have some cobwebs on it occasionally. Yeah. Well, and I have a lunatic barking dog here in the studio.
When we talk about that other story.
A very demanding intern.
Are we going to figure out, will we delve into the question, why did he have his hands down his pants? And, but when we talk about it,
don't know how deep into Rudy's trousers we're going to go.
But that kind
of
thing.
We'll talk about. What we know.
Does it happen to normal people? And by normal people, I mean people when they're hanging out with other people, and especially someone that is not an adult, that you just don't lay back on some random bed and slip your hand in your pants and start, massaging old trousers, snake.
We'll get to it.
I
can open it.
I know, we don't, whenever we talk about it, I want to discuss that.
Noted.
Whenever.
It's very strange. Talk to the producers. Where was I? Amazon. Thanks for, if you want to help out the show, go buy shit through our Amazon portal at crabdiving.com/Amazon, where you can buy shit when you're going to buy Amazon shit, and then we get a little commission. It doesn't cost you fuck all.
We get paid, baby.
And we have. I got to go get her an ice cream.
Oh, yeah, yeah. God damn.
She's doing ice cream.
I want one. Ice cream.
Let me know what it tastes like. I think it's got peanut stuff in it.
And cow buttholes. It has some or kind something
of,
horrible.
It has some kind of a nut thing. I don't know that it's like real nuts.
I think to evolve as a species, we have to stop eating animals. I think we have to stop it.
There's a case to be made. There's an ethical case. There's a health
environmental
case.
Environmental,
right? A, well, sure.
You know, and there's the hurricanes that that hit the Carolinas. I mean, those hurricanes spewed. Didn't they spray shit all over the place because near cow farms there's actually lakes of cow
hurricanes.
Shit.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, the hurricane hit the Carolinas where Trump went and visited after.
You're not talking about,
like,
the Republicans.
No, no.
Spraying shit everywhere.
No, I mean a literal hurricane.
I see.
There's just shit everywhere.
Well, let's see what's going on in the headlines. We know.
Yes.
What one of the... I know what's trending on the Twitter.
Tubin.
Is, oh, no. Jeff Toobin is like, God bless you, Rudy Giuliani.
Oh, yeah. Is this?
I'm no longer in the news for jerking off on a Zoom call.
Well, no, that wasn't his intent.
Who?
Toobin. Meet Toobin.
Well, to jerk off was his intent.
Absolutely.
To be on camera in a Zoom call with his colleagues at the New Yorker, not the intent.
Right.
But Rudy, you know, was touching little Rudy.
I don't know.
Apparently with full consent.
Boy, I tell you.
Over at the Commie Pinko.
What a fucking creep, you know.
The Commie Pinko.
The Borat is genius.
Oh, no. Let's go to the Drudge Report first.
Yes.
The Drudge Report has the picture.
Yay. Really?
It's a screenshot of, it looks like it's shot through a mirror. Of Rudy laying, oh, God, he actually looks like he's dead in the picture, and he's getting ready to jerk off. That's how they embalmed him. Like, if in Nosferatu, when he came straight up, if he came up with both, well, with one hand wrapped around his little vampire pecker.
Oh, fucking fuck. Borat is a genius. Sasha Baron Cohen, he should get the Pulitzer Prize.
So that's the story, y'all. Rudy,
shit, that is the
got
creepiest.
Caught in Borat 2, which I'm really amazed that Sasha Baron Cohen was able to get away with. There's just a lot of dumb people around. Although Rudy, I don't think would have fallen for Sasha, so they gave him a hot young niece, daughter of Borat to run the interview.
Yeah. She's funny.
The reputation of Rudy Giuliani could be set to further blow up. Oh, who's writing this? That's nobody's going to care. Holy shit. Nobody. This is hilarious, but nobody. I don't know his. I don't know his reaction yet. I honestly don't. Has he? He's probably gonna be like, yeah, she was a hot chick. I still got it. It still works down there.
She I saw,
she's not even my cousin.
What is this person's name? This is Borat's daughter, wife.
Well, no, it was an actress portraying.
Well, yes, but you know, they're always in character, so let's respect that. What is her name? Her character's name?
Let me read ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, I'm trying to read ahead I don't see her name.
Right.
The highly embarrassing footage in Sacha Baron Cohen's follow up to Borat in the film released on Friday. The former New York mayor and current personal attorney to Donald Trump. Former New York mayor, current personal attorney to the president of our United States of America.
That is, hey, by the way, that's my attorney laying down on the bed, fondling himself
He is seen reaching into his trousers.
Hello.
And apparently touching his genitals while reclining on a bed in the presence of the actor playing Borat's daughter.
Everybody wants to be comfortable.
Who is posing as a TV journalist.
I mean, that's so blatant. Why would he do it like that? Did he think that she wanted to see him do that? Why is that happening? Why is that happening? It's so fucked up.
Following an obsequious interview for fake conservative news program. Oh, so she pretended to be some conservative.
Oh, yeah.
like a Tommy Lauren.
Listen, she was on, her and Borat went on Kimmel, and they went through this whole thing, and spoiler alert, whatever. She demands, she demands Jimmy Kimmel's pants. It's really fucking funny.
Following the fake interview, the pair retreat at her suggestion for a drink to the bedroom of a hotel suite, which is rigged with concealed cameras.
Yeah.
After she removes his microphone from the interview.
Yes.
Giuliani, 76, can be seen lying back on the bed, fiddling with his untucked shirt and reaching into his trousers. They are then interrupted by Borat, who runs in and says, "She's 15. She's too old for you." Representatives for Giuliani have not replied to the Guardian. I'm reading from the Guardian.
Yeah.
Have not replied to the Guardian's request for comment.
I mean, you know.
You know, so I mean, it is the Guardian, but it's also in other.
Right.
other news outlets. It's out there. We got pictures.
You know, the daughter wife character is very funny.
I just thought the Guardian was a funny read.
It's insane. They go in on the daughter wife. Borat takes his daughter wife into a clinic to get an abortion.
Oh, God.
Pretty funny.
How he doesn't get killed.
I know.
In some of these. I mean, he's really.
Where was the one where he was the model, the fashion model?
Bruno. When he went out in the woods and was camping with those rednecks.
Those lunatics. Yeah. And he was like, which sex in the city character are you? Yeah. I'm Samantha.
So, yeah, that's the headline at the Drudge Report. Just says Rudy! Exclamation point.
Damn!
With the picture of Rudy.
Sacha Baron Cohen is a fucking genius. Ugh. How did he do this?
There's a different angle picture, too. Oh,
how did he God in do heaven,
there's,
this?
There's multiple cameras. Borat sequel captures Rudy Giuliani on film flirting with, quote, Russian reporter in hotel bedroom.
God. Sacha Baron Cohen was like, this is going to be the easiest one we've ever did. Easiest one. Yeah. Actually, I want to know the plan, though.
This movie writes itself.
But really, I wonder what their actual plan was. Because all we know is Rudy was alone with the model, and then he stuck his hand down his pants. It was being filmed. I mean, was there going to be another? What was the other plan if Rudy didn't do that? Like, how would the sketch?
Well, who knows? Wherever it goes.
I wonder if I'm just wondering if it turned out better than they thought.
The second he reached into his nasty old trousers. God. Yeah. Over to the HuffPo. This makes me smile, even though it's pointless. Mm. Dems to boycott key Barrett vote.
Yeah, go fuck yourself.
The Democrats on the Senate Judiciary Committee are planning to boycott Thursday's committee vote on Amy Coney Barrett's Supreme Court nomination in protest against Republican efforts to rush her through before the election.
Shit.
The plan has yet to be finalized, according to a Democratic aide, but Democrats are preparing to fill their empty seats with poster-sized photos of people who would be hurt by Barrett potentially casting a deciding
Bam.
Vote. Against the Affordable Care Act.
God.
The same pictures of people Democrats had on display during her confirmation last week.
You know, I just want to say something. If the Republicans were doing a similar thing, like if they did something.
That may be a little crazy.
Well, it'll be okay. Because I think the Democrats will probably have it under control. But Jesus fucking Christ, you know, if the Republicans were doing something like that.
Well, I like the.
They would have people that didn't exist.
I like the boycott. The I don't know about the life size pictures in place of people that are going to be hurt.
Are you worried about people's privacy?
Well, no, I'm worried about that. It just looks overly theatrical and overly. Yeah.
Did you like
not
it?
Not necessary.
Did you like it when Nancy Pelosi and
when they put on the African. Shawls I forget the name of it. I should look that up. And knelt in the no.
You know, I'm going to say.
I mean, great.
I like
but
it.
I just thought it was. I just thought it was too much.
Listen,
could come off as insincere.
I get that, and
pandering. Not pandering, but
it's an effort, though.
But
it's something see. You can see where this is Nancy Pelosi making an effort to.
Well, but I think it's
seriously.
Also old people.
What do you mean?
Like old people in charge.
Yeah, you're right.
Because younger people would not have, younger liberals would have been like, don't do that. Don't do that.
You know what? On stuff like this,
but
why
the older
wouldn't...
people, you could see that shit happening in the 60s and being a big fucking deal.
Why wouldn't,
right?
Why wouldn't,
then it would have been, you know, yeah. I mean, just the culture was more into that kind of theatricality, I guess you want to call it.
Why doesn't Nancy Pelosi put the squad more out front on things like this?
Well, AOC was on Twitch.
Okay.
Kicked
ass.
Yeah,
I saw that. We should be on Twitch. How do we do that? But I don't want us to be on video. I want our cartoon images.
Well, I don't know how to do that. Oh, God. God, Twitter.
I know how to
please
do
stop
that.
Sharing the picture of Rudy Giuliani with his hand in his pants.
I can absolutely.
I mean, it's hilarious, but.
Yeah. I could draw this.
As I'm scrolling down Twitter.
Yeah. It's so fucked up, man. It's so fucking fucked up. Just put him on the pile of fucked up people.
Smoke signal. Who cares?
He ran for president at one point. There were people in his party that thought he would make a great president.
Right.
He made... Listen,
he didn't last real long, you'll recall.
Rudy Giuliani...
And remember who kicked his ass for the Senate.
Yeah.
Hillary Rodham Clinton.
That's right. Well, no. He
did
got,
she not kick
He
him
got
him?
Sick, and then another
oh,
dude came
that's
in.
That's right.
Another
he got
guy.
The, he got the prostate cancer.
Younger one,
like
white
that.
Guy, yeah. But, I don't know.
Busted by Borat.
So funny. You know, it's that's something amazing about Giuliani, because Sacha Baron Cohen is obviously a genius. These movies are fucking insane. I think they're great. But Giuliani made his movie better. That just says a lot for how fucking insane he is.
Right.
Why is he laying back, stroking his hog? Why?
Because he thinks he's going to get some from the hot young Russian reporter.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I guess you got to see the movie to see what happens after Borat comes in and says she's 15.
Yeah.
Because I'll bet Rudy recognizes him.
There's a scene in the Jimmy Kimmel appearance where the daughter wife is speaking in, what would it be like?
Kazakhstanian?
Kazakhstanian.
Or whatever.
Borat is.
What are they speaking Kazakh?
I think maybe Arabic. I actually don't know. And Borat is translating, and he says...
Oh, I spelled it right. Okay.
Jimmy, she wants your pants.
Kazakh and Russian, they speak. Yeah.
Okay. Well, he's speaking Kazakh, I believe. And he tells Jimmy that she likes his pants. And because this is the case, in his culture, she gets his pants.
You have to give her pants.
And he's like, if you take your pants off, and you can have mine... He takes his pants off. He's got this green Speedo on.
Not the mankini.
No. Just the Speedo.
So there you go. Those are your headlines, everybody. The Democrats are going to show some a little bit of spine and boycott the vote. Not that it'll matter.
Yay.
Unless something happens between tonight and tomorrow that... Lindsay calls off the vote.
Did we read the whole description of what happened that you sent me? You sent me the description of what happened with Giuliani.
Yeah.
We read through that whole thing.
Sure.
Okay,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
We already did.
it's so gross.
I just can't.
So elsewhere in the news, I'm sure we'll be coming back.
I mean, it's not like the thing is. Never mind. It's just crazy.
Yeah, that's what I, in fact, the thing I sent you was from The Guardian, what I read.
Right.
After she removes his microphones.
So this is
Giuliani,
major,
76.
God.
Can be seen lying back on the bed, fiddling with his untucked shirt and reaching into his trousers. They are then interrupted by Borat, who runs in and says, she's 15, she's too old. Suddenly I went to Swedish. She's 15.
Marsky.
She's too old for you.
Nine.
That's what's going on there?
Damn, that is crazy.
We've got... I've got a little bit of Trump's America.
Fuck you, man.
This is at a Starbucks.
Oh, yes.
In Santee, California?
I was a former employee of Starbucks, full disclosure here.
Not in Santee, California.
That's correct.
Venice, California.
Right.
Or Santa Monica.
Santa Monica. And Chicago.
And Chicago, Illinois.
Correct.
Bi-coastal.
One time, I think I was at a Kankakee. I worked one shift at a Kankakee.
Really?
Starbucks, I think.
Well,
yeah.
Was it like a training thing? Or
No. It's just one day I went somewhere. Because they were extremely shorthanded. Somebody drove me down to some fucking Starbucks. Like,
wow, they imported baristas, or wait, what were you called? Members? Partners?
Howdy, partner!
Partners,
that's
right.
Welcome to Kankakee!
Kankakee, Illinois. So yeah, this is outside of San Diego, Santee.
That is a different community than Kankakee, correct?
I would, well, you know, it's probably
Kankakee
in
was,
Orange County. So one,
Kankakee was voted the worst city in the country one year.
One never knows what can happen in Orange County, California.
Okay.
But this is at a Starbucks there.
Right.
And this woman, apparently, very upsetty pants.
Okay. Jeez.
About the fact that the barista, Alex Beckham,
okay.
19.
I'm not familiar with
Alex,
his work.
I believe is a she.
Okay.
19.
Right.
Working at Starbucks.
Okay.
Asked the customer to kindly pull her mask up from her chin. So,
Thank you.
Karen here,
yes,
was wearing a mask, but she had it pulled down under her chin.
You know,
everybody else has masks
right.
up, and now she's come to the point. There are, it looks like plexiglass shields everywhere, but she's at the point now where she gets handed her drinks or whatever, and they're like, "Could you
yes.
put your mask up?"
Right.
When you come to this window where we're face to face.
Right.
And she starts losing her mind.
What's the barista's name? Alex.
Alex.
Just so we're clear, Crab Diving would like to say kudos for Alex for doing the right thing. Because she could have saved some lives. You got to get that mask up over the nose. That where the air droplets and bubbles from these spreaders don't go, you know, in my eyeballs.
Right.
Or in my mouth. Or in anyone's mouth or eyeballs.
So,
she's doing us a service by asking this dickhead to
well,
put
I'm getting a political call on my,
yeah,
on my telephone.
I see the mask not like that often, often at Circle K, often at Circle K.
So here we go. This is, the woman's reaction.
Yes.
She was simply asked, could you put your mask up?
Right.
Then she says, well, okay, that's fine. But next time when you come in, I'm going to need you to please keep your mask on.
Okay.
Karen says, I'm not going to listen to anything you say to me when you talk to me like that.
Oh, shit.
Karen is a white woman.
Perfect.
And Alex is a partner.
Okay.
At Starbucks. Of color.
Right. Okay. So race.
I'm not going to listen
to
anything to you to, when you talk to me like that.
Oh, jeez.
I think you can hear individual words better later.
Right.
But...
to me like that. And I know it's because you're discriminating against me because I'm a Trump supporter.
And I think you're discriminating against me because I'm a Trump supporter.
Yes. But yes, though.
Alex says, okay, sure.
Well, excuse me, but being a Trump supporter means that you don't see people as people. You don't think trans lives matter. You don't think gay people should have rights. You think women's vaginas should be ruled by some a weird group of white guys in Washington. And you believe a bunch of bullshit that's anti-human rights. So, like, why can't I discriminate against that? Why wouldn't I want to?
Well, and I don't know that she's wearing anything identifying her, except now her behavior.
Yes.
As an undoubtable...
There you go.
Undoubtedly, you're a Trump supporter.
There you go.
Because you're an asshole.
Right. What did she say?
Fuck Black Lives Matter.
Oh, God.
What is it? So, you know, you're standing in line waiting for your latte.
Yes.
With semen in it and a scone.
Oh, my gosh.
And you're waiting, and this asshole, just out of the blue, says, fuck Black Lives Matter.
When are the semen lattes back? The
semen in a latte.
What?
Oh, then the barista says, and you have to keep your mask on when you come back again, so I'm sorry. That's all she says. I need a straw.
Thank you.
Oh my God! I need everything.
I need sugar too, please. The raw sugar, like 3 packets, please.
Jesus fucking Christ!
It's not a law. It's not a law.
You know, man.
I can show you the penal code and everything. She says.
You know.
Yeah. You need to leave. Thank you. No, fuck you. Listen to the magic words they curse people with.
They're just
Trump 2020.
Starbucks. But
Trump 2020 is the magic words that they curse everyone with.
Do the magic words give them licenses to be cunts and assholes?
She's
and
saying
losers.
Trump 2020, we're going to come back in here and kill you.
She said that?
Well, no, that's in her mind.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to throw people like you out of this country. Maybe I'm being hyperbolic with the execution, but they definitely would like to get rid of the brown people.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Especially in her mind are the uppity ones working at Starbucks that ask her to put her mask up.
Listen, when I had 3 people walk out of one of my comedy shows shouting Trump 2020, these 3 old drunk ladies. Somebody said something about kids in cages. They lost their shit. It's Trump 2020.
Nobody said nothing about that when Obama was president.
People are just, but you know, man.
Trump 2020.
this person.
This is America. I don't have to do what you say. I don't have to wear a mask. I'm not going to wear a mask. Excuse me. You're going to have to leave. Trump 2020. You need to leave, thank you. No, fuck you.
I'm trying to be objective here, and I'm looking at this situation.
How can you be objective?
I am, and people need to be nicer and more chill or something. I'm blaming this Trumpalo is what I mean. It's
well,
like,
yeah.
Because they have the ability to be. They can be.
Well, right.
To, like, people that they feel... are their own fellow cultists or something.
Well, sure.
What pill do we give them to adjust this setting? That where it's like they're inclusive.
Well, first
to
we have to shove our votes down their throats, and then we'll work on what kind of media we could put out there to reach these people.
I just don't like that we live in this world where our... It just sucks because our frontline workers are out there serving shit, doing shit, and this coronavirus, which we have no idea how much coronavirus is out there. Everyone's lying about these fucking numbers. And on top of that, they have to have these idiots yelling at them.
This is America, and I don't have to do what you say.
If you're not Trump 2020, you need to leave. Thank you.
No, fuck you.
Thank you. Have a good one.
I
right.
Fuck Black Lives Matter.
So she walked out. She turned around, opened the door again, and gave her exit line of fuck Black Lives Matter.
My mommy's on TV. My mommy's on TV on the news today. But that person, I worked at Starbucks, and I could tell. I don't know what they pay now, but then they did not pay enough for me to fuck with that person.
Well, that's the whole point.
I shouldn't have to deal with that person. All the people,
the poor people that are on the front lines with all of these twat waffles, are people making nothing.
Right.
Nothing. And even the managers, you call the manager out. You call the manager out at a Gap. That manager's not making shit either.
Well, now you're making the case that we really do need something like Antifa to protect us from these idiots.
No.
I mean, the police are jackbooted fascist fucking thugs.
No, that's a separate
issue. Who are
the
police? Well, I mean, they're the ones protecting everyone.
Not everyone.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, yeah.
Not everyone. I mean, you know, gotta get the
gotta get off Twitter. It's literally like every fourth tweet is Rudy. It's something about Rudy. Oh man.
Hey Rudy, listen. I just wanted to give you some tips on your next appearance. Try not. Why would you do not masturbate in front of people?
I was just adjusting. I have large swinging balls, and one of them got caught up in my underwear.
Sometimes when I adjust for too long, I ejaculate.
I mean, it may be that he had to adjust his catheter. We don't know what's going on.
We don't. We really don't. I mean,
maybe
from
that
picture.
It's a medical issue.
Well, from that picture.
Maybe he was going to start pumping.
It is a medical issue.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
No, I mean, listen, but do you think that picture, I mean, what would explain that for you? I mean, that picture's pretty,
well,
like,
yeah, I mean,
pretty fucked up. I can't imagine there's anything
There's a few, this, by the way, do yourself a favor, and when you've got some extra time, after you're done listening to the Krabs, of course.
Yes.
Go listen to Keith Olbermann on YouTube.
Oh, I gotta catch up.
As my old friend David Korn wrote today, this would be a good time for Donald Trump to release his Chinese tax returns. What, you don't have to pay taxes in China? What, you don't pay more in taxes in China than you do in the U.S.? What, you don't have a Chinese bank account? What, you don't have to now change your entire debate strategy for tomorrow?
I don't know if he's going to go into the story or if he assumes we all know, but the New York Times broke a story that Trump has a secret Chinese bank account with a whole bunch of money in it.
That's what I'm going for is Halloween this year.
And has also been wearing paying taxes. There's a few different countries that somehow they got the numbers for.
Yes.
Hundreds of thousands of dollars of taxes in other countries.
Like what country?
China.
Mexico?
As opposed to $750.
Yeah, yeah.
Here in the United States of America.
Why do we give him such a break?
More in taxes in China than you do in the U.S.? What, you don't have a Chinese bank account? What, you don't have to now change your entire debate strategy for tomorrow? This is that truly rarest of Trump stories, one in which he actually told the truth. Last Thursday, he explained he was doing a town hall with the hated fake news because, quote, I figured, what the hell, we get a free hour on television. This was true. His campaign has no more money. Trump and his allies raised $1.5 billion just since the beginning of last year. And according to filings with the Federal Election Commission, as of the end of September, his re-election committee only had $63,100,000 left, half of what's left in the Biden coffers.
He plays this shit through in one take. And he talks fast. That motherfucker talks fast.
Where does he record this?
He's so good. Like in his basement or something.
This is what I picture.
All he needs is a green screen.
He's in his garage, and I think he's out back.
Quite a good rock on.
Is he sitting down, but in a suit?
On top?
I bet he no pants.
Who knows? Yeah.
No pants. This is what I think. I think he has two shots of tequila, a drag on a cigarette, and he...
Okay.
Yeah,
before he launches in?
Yeah, absolutely.
...with the Federal Election Commission, as of the end of September, his re-election committee only had $63,100,000 left, half of what's left in the Biden coffers. So Trump has to show up for tomorrow's 90 minutes of free debate TV. It was supposed to be Trump's chance to connect Biden and China. And one of the cells was supposed to be Biden's son had opened a bank account with Chinese businessmen. Instead, the New York Times reported, and a Trump Organization lawyer has confirmed this on the record, that Trump has a Chinese bank account, and Trump paid $188,000 in taxes to the Chinese communist government between 2013 and 2015, which would be about $187,000 in taxes more than he paid to the American government.
Exactly. This is only the mini version. I mean, he goes on.
You're right.
I think he has I don't know how long he does on there, his YouTube show, but these are always 2 minutes.
With this story, am I right to understand that it is insane for them to continue the Burisma approach? Like Trump can't bring up the Biden shit. How does he do it now, though?
Well, watch.
But he's got this.
He'll be
Chinese
yelling it really
account.
Loudly because his mic is going to be muted.
God, I just don't.
The revelations in the Times mean that if Trump goes for the supposed Biden-China connection in the debate, Biden only has to mention Trump's bank account or his tax bill or, just for good measure, the 3 floors of Trump Tower he'd rented to China's biggest state-controlled bank. And just to make the debate pregame even more painful, there is now this. This is from the sequel to the movie Borat. British newspapers got this image from the film. It's Rudy Giuliani, Trump's lawyer, quote, reaching into his trousers and apparently touching his genitals while reclining on a bed in the presence of the actor playing Borat's daughter who is posing as the TV journalist. That's when Sacha Baron Cohen bursts in and says of the woman, she's 15, she's too old for you. Well, think of it this way. That won't be the first time Giuliani bet big, but then it turned out that all he had in his hand was his laptop. Both shows on my YouTube channel. I hope you will subscribe.
Oh, damn. Oh,
he started laughing right at the end.
Oh, shit, that's good.
Yeah, Keith is really good.
Fuck, I mean, you know. So, does Rudy go away? I mean, come on.
No, I think he'll be proud. He's gonna triple down. He's gonna say, yeah, it was a beautiful girl. Yeah, of course. I could still go.
Of course, I jacked off in front of this 15-year-old.
Well, he didn't know. He thought she was a journalist, so he
no,
didn't know she
I,
was.
I think he believed she was 15.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Am I wrong?
I don't know about that. Okay.
Shelby, could you look that up? Thank you. Why? Because that's not believable? You think? I mean, that's.
No. So, anywho, everybody, thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in.
Yeah.
Thanks for downloading us as a podcast. Thanks right. for sharing the crabs.
Yes.
Tell your friends.
Danke.
I've got a story here. God, I got to close YouTube. Oh, yeah. Congratulations, Texas.
Yes. What are they into?
That's not good.
Right.
This is see, you like Democrats, everybody, and this shit won't happen.
Oh yeah, that's a good point.
So now a state regulatory board in Texas has decided to remove protections for LGBTQ clients and clients with disabilities who seek social work services. So in other words,
who else needs
if
that?
You're a social worker what? And someone who's LGBTQ or IA plus or disabilities.
Listen, yeah. Why are you removing demographics that might need this?
Well, that's, yeah, it's you know, shitty. It's a little 1930s-ish somewhere in Europe.
So you could be, yeah. So you could be denied disabilities if you're gay.
From the state. Well, someone can deny you. It may be one of those bullshit things where they'll refer you to someone who's willing to counsel a heathen.
God. Just God.
The Texas State Board of Social Worker Work Examiners voted unanimously Monday to change a section of its code of conduct unanimously God. That establishes when a social worker may refuse to serve someone. The code will no longer prohibit social workers from turning away clients on the basis of disability, sexual orientation, or gender identity. This is going to get sued. and they're going to go up against Obergefell, because Obergefell said that you can't discriminate on the basis of sex and on sex, and that includes.
So this doesn't have a future.
I don't think so.
Even with this new tricked out court with the loons, the Amy Coney Barrett.
I mean, I can't guarantee that, but
The Handmaid's Tale.
Greg Abbott's office,
Yay.
Governor, recommended the change. He's in a wheelchair.
Oh my God. Listen, fuckhead. Ah, yeah, who's surprised?
The code's non-discrimination protections went beyond protections laid out in the state law, they said, that governs how and when the state may discipline social workers.
Ooh, yes.
It's not surprising the board would align its rules with statutes passed by the legislature, said Abbott's spokesperson. A state law passed last year gave the governor's office more control over rules governing state licensed professions. Well, that's pretty scary.
Well, you know, why, how do you make the case to discriminate?
Texas legislature?
But there has to be
Republican
some
governor
reason that they say they can't. How do they say that we want this law changed because we're a bunch of homophobic fuckheads?
Well, that's they say they're aligning the rules.
Oh, I see.
With statutes passed by the legislature, and the Texas legislature says you can go ahead and discriminate against the gays.
They're passing a law that aligns himself
with
the morals of constituents that align themselves to some fake bullshit floating around up in the spankosphere.
Well, and they want to come after Obergefell next with these trap laws like they did and are doing with abortion.
Yeah.
Or forced birth. And they are going to say, well, you know, we can recognize their marriage and everything, but you can't make us let them adopt.
God.
Or you can't make us give them benefits, spousal benefits and shit. And that's what some of these states, these back-assward states are trying to pass.
But
with the sole hope that it's going to go up to the Supreme Court and the new Jesus liquors
yes.
up on the court will vote for the Lord instead of the law.
Hey, and you know, call it whatever the fuck you want to. Pack the court. Pack it right up your asshole. I don't give a fuck. That's why you have to
expand the court.
Yeah, I like pack it. They don't like it, then we love it. I love it. Embrace it. Pack the court. Yeah, bitch. You guys are fucking assholes. I mean, the election is already happening. It is kind of crazy that they're confirming a SCROTUS. The election is happening now.
One social worker said there's now a gray area between what's legally allowed and ethically responsible. The law should never allow a social worker to legally do unethical things.
Of course. That's crazy.
The Republican-led, this is the Texas Tribune, by the way, the Republican-led Texas legislature has long opposed expanding non-discrimination protections to LGBTQ.
Jesus. Then they need to go. Then they're the problem. If your legislator is not legislative, it doesn't work to be more inclusive, then your government is fucked. I mean, that's basic shit, man.
So,
in the middle of a pandemic.
Meanwhile, U.S. health officials have identified more than 100 Texas counties, particularly in rural areas, with shortages of social workers and other mental health professionals.
Yeah.
See, part of Biden's plan is to hire more social workers and stuff like that.
Do you think
mental health professionals to help the people.
You know, what I don't hear discussed from the right, and this speaks to what you just said. That's how conversations work. Jeez. What the fuck was I going to talk about? What did you say?
The way we're not mitigating
the coronavirus, it's stressing our healthcare workers. We're wearing everyone the fuck out.
Right.
I don't feel like we're concerned about that right now. we're not as concerned as we should be about that.
Well, and strap in.
Well, you got, I mean, that's why you mitigate it.
November 3rd is going to be one milestone. Then we got to see how this lunatic is going to behave.
Well,
and more importantly, how much of his cult is going to follow him?
Do you think he will behave badly?
Yes, okay. Undoubtedly. But how much of the Republicans will find spines after realizing that the horrific defeat they're hopefully going to suffer, and be, you know, just want to say, well, you know, this is crazy. If he refuses to leave, we're just, you know, we can't support that. Blah, blah, blah. That's too far. That's too far. I like the kids in the cages and all that shit, but you know,
that would be only if they're losing. If they're winning, if there's a red wave and they take the Senate.
Well, that's
in the House.
They can keep the Senate, but they're never going to. There's zero
good
models out there that show them taking the House back. And,
and
you know, it's not looking good for the presidency. 75%, I think, might be higher now for taking the Senate.
Yes. That's good.
Lines everywhere. People are posting videos of themselves or other people weeping in how great it is that people are saying, fuck you assholes, making it harder on us to vote. Right. I'm going to stand here for 4 hours to vote your fucking Republican ass out.
Let me ask you something. I've never understood this. We have Rick Scott and what's that other guy? Rubio.
Yeah, Phone Party Rubio.
Now, obviously, since they're Florida senators, they fight and advocate for things about climate change, right? And
for who?
Well, for people in Florida.
Covering up that climate change exists?
But this state
Rick Scott's administration was the one that wouldn't allow it to be said.
I mean, this state gets skull-fucked by the climate every hurricane season. Okay. So you would think our senators, that would be the main thing they're about. It would be the main, obviously, that would be the main thing they're about.
How are they making money off of it?
But they live in Florida.
Well, they're not living.
They don't live here.
Fuck no. You think they're sticking around to hang out a hurricane?
If you voted for Rick Scott.
I mean, they're governor, you know, they're in the governor's mansion or whatever. They probably have a bunker.
What kind of lunatic votes for Rick Scott? Fills in an oval for Rick fucking Scott. Are you shitting me?
Well, especially after pleading 70 plus times the fifth.
Yeah. But that was a while back.
Self-incrimination.
Yeah. I mean,
as he was the CEO of a company that was hit with the largest Medicare fraud case in history.
Yes.
And he was CEO. And he was like, well, I didn't know anything about that.
God.
And he got away with it. And then the Floridians said, let's make him our governor.
I mean,
look at all the shit he got away with. Maybe that's it.
No, like, Trump,
look how great he is.
I'm glad you didn't. I think if I were you, I would have hired the people that get Rick Scott elected. They must be geniuses. That guy has no charisma.
Well, Florida.
I mean, but he's just
Florida Republicans. Florida Republicans. Florida Republicans.
I'm going to try to say this without being superficial or shallow.
Guns.
He is. Yeah. Rick Scott is unappealing inside and equally, and I would dare say even more so just by looking at him. There's something very creepy about that guy. And I'm trying to say that in the nicest way possible. No offense. But he's a creepy looking motherfucker.
Okay.
But it's not like when he opens his mouth, he sounds. I'm just saying, why that guy? Why not the MyPillow guy? Oh, yeah, Mike Lindell? On the way. He's on the way.
Just wait. Texas. Tisk, tisk, tisk. Mm. And I can't imagine that.
That's fucked up.
I mean, didn't Obergefell extend the sexual preference to the term sex, right? In the non-discrimination laws. And that's the problem that they don't like.
Why don't they like that?
Because they thought it should be state to state, which means that there would be states that wouldn't do it.
These children that have this, that are homophobic, that are making these laws, need to understand that they're being insane. It's crazy. Some people, some dudes like to fuck dudes. Some girls like to fuck girls.
Sure.
People
mix it up.
Yeah, mixing it up. There's fucking, there's breathing, you know, and then, you know, try to have a good time on the planet. That's it. These people are being crazy.
Right. Everybody's batshit.
Right. Absolutely.
All these Trump voters, I just don't get it.
I always look at Rick Scott and I think, God, how are you even a senator here? It's like, not to be a dick or anything, but that skin of his, when you look at it, I got like, what do you get 75 proof? It's so pink. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah.
He really looks like a bat.
He doesn't look well.
No offense. Yes.
God raised up Donald Trump. And I really believe that he did. But, you know, we also, this battle is bigger than just this election.
Yes, it is.
And we need to pray that God will raise up other people. And undoubtedly he has. God has a plan that's way beyond this election. And I love.
Excuse me, Stephen, but now look what the devil did. He raised up people. You would never dream that a Muslim would ever be elected in the House of Representatives of the United States.
Kenneth Copeland losing his mind that a Muslim has been raised up by the devil.
Take a bow, Kenneth.
To be in the Congress of the United States.
That
he's
is
pretty emphatic about it.
I mean, the way he says that, he is just an old racist,
oh, God,
white,
nasty, yeah,
crazy fucking asshole.
Several hundred millionaire.
Motherfucker, yeah.
With two private jets.
Oh, what a worthless piece of shit.
Way beyond this election. And I
well,
love.
Excuse me, Stephen, but now look what the devil did. He raised up people. You would never dream that a Muslim would ever be elected in the House of Representatives of the United States.
You crazy old coot.
Oh, God.
God, you're so rich. How do you get so rich doing this?
Yeah, who gave
so
Grandpa
fucking
beer?
Long. Yeah, really. Just think about the things. He's got two jets, right?
I think so, yeah.
What a waste. He just flies those jets around to go to different places and be like, halibadoobadooboo. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
You want to hear Josh Bernstein?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Josh Bernstein.
Is that all? But that's all of Kenneth
that's
Copeland?
That's all I have of Copeland. Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. Right wing watch. Here's Josh Bernstein.
Fucking asshole.
Who is the, he's like completely unfunny dilly. Right?
I think
Joe Biden. Yeah,
that's a compliment to Josh Bernstein.
Is it? Or an insult to Dilly?
Oh, it is an insult to Dilly.
Joe Biden is a pedophile. I have said that on numerous occasions. I'll say it again. All right.
So, Josh Bernstein on the Josh Bernstein show, right-wing lunatic, right-wing commentator.
How often, how many times a day?
Right-wing YouTuber.
Have you said Joe Biden is a pedophile?
You know, if I had a nickel.
If Joe, why are you saying it so much, lunatic?
Joe Biden is a pedophile. I have said that on numerous occasions. I'll say it again, all okay. Right? I wouldn't trust Joe Biden with a classroom full of kindergartners, okay? Seriously, he's a sick, demented, twisted old fuck. And his son?
He's a sick, demented, twisted old fuck. Oh, boy.
Is that I mean, you know, he's funny, you know, like, is this a Christopher Guest movie? See, this
We're
is,
living a Christopher
I mean,
Guest
it's
movie.
Crazy.
The last 4 years.
Gardeners, okay? Seriously, he's a sick, demented, twisted old fuck. And his son is just as bad. And apparently, his son learned how to become a pedophile from his disgusting, corrupt father.
What evidence do these lunatics have?
He learned. He went to pedophile school.
Yeah, did Biden put Hunter through Diddler College?
Yeah, that's where he learned pedophile code.
Pedophile code.
This is crazy.
Good God.
You right-wing nut jobs. I mean, God, they need to chill out a little, don't you think? It is just a little too geeked up.
Well, yeah, everybody's worked up.
Take a breath, Nazis.
They're desperate. They know they're going to lose.
But they're being little fuckheads about it. I mean, they really are.
Well, yeah. What is this?
And the Lord showed me today, he showed me today that you were coming to get a second wind, of a second, another infilling of the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit makes you able to finish. Take this to the end, Mr. President.
God.
And then he said to me that you were the apple of his eye.
Trump attended a church service in Vegas the other day where right-wing pastor Denise Goulet claimed that God told her he'd win a second term because he is the apple of God's eye.
Okay, full stop. I thought...
Road apple.
Yeah. I get pink eye from a road apple.
You think that was Paula?
Well, yeah, I thought it would be Paula, but what's this person's name?
Denise Goulet, right? I don't know if she's related to.
That's the most important thing.
Do you feel compelled to shoot the television right now?
Yeah. God, that was like, I wonder, are there books written about that, about Robert Goulet's life?
Probably.
Focus on that part of it.
I forget why Elvis hated him, but I mean, allegedly Elvis went through a few TVs that he shot.
It just sounds like Robert Goulet
would come up. And it's still so bizarre. It's like, who would think, well, why was Elvis shooting at the TV? Oh, there was something he didn't like, some political thing or some news. No, Robert Goulet would be on like, there's a bright golden haze on the meadow.
He's fucking, he was banging the chick. Wasn't,
I think there was something like that. Yeah.
You think Robert Goulet liked Elvis?
I'm leaning towards no. Yeah, I think there probably was a little animosity on both sides.
That fucking hack. Fuck him.
Join us on Fateless Friday, everybody. We'll play.
Yay!
More of those Jesus-y. Some of the ones that I can hold till the end of the week, but some I can't.
I'm just saying, Elvis shot a television when he saw Robert Goulet on it. Does that mean...
Multiple times.
Robert Goulet's on the TV, and they're like,
go get my gun. Load it. Or was the gun there?
No, I think the gun was there, and yeah. And everybody would hear a shot and be like, oh, shit. Goulet was probably on Carol Burnett again.
Damn, it's amazing. Like, this society has lasted so far. We're crazy.
TBD.
We're crazy dickheads.
TBD.
Yay.
This is the... no, I played Josh.
What a dickhead.
Josh Bernstein.
God, he's crazy. He's fucking nuts, though.
Okay, he needs
a lithium.
I got to play the super duo.
Right.
Loading.
Load.
I don't know if you saw the article where...
Prophet Mark Taylor, everybody. Former firefighter.
Okay.
On with, of course... Christopher McDonald on the McFiles.
Jesus Christ. What is up with his voice, though? Why does
That's
he...
That's how I talk.
But why, though? Why does he sound so stupid?
Because he's met the Lord, and maybe the Lord anointed his throat.
Way that he is doing something weird. Like, why does he put his voice back?
Well, it's because that's the way he talks.
Good God. It's crazy.
Yeah, some people sound like that.
Yeah, I guess. I mean,
I don't know if you saw the article where the admiral from the Bin Laden raid endorses Joe Biden.
Hold on a second. Do you think people just talk like that? I mean, he sounds nuts.
You think he's affecting that?
Yeah, it sounds nuts.
I think that's kind of a rough one to do because you got to put it way back there.
God damn.
You got to go down way low.
Right. Jeez.
I mean, that's a tough one to maintain.
Right.
See that? No.
Yep. And I said the fact that he's endorsing Biden should tell you what we are hearing about Barack Hussein Obama, Hillary Clinton, and Biden having SEAL Team 6 assassinated is in fact true.
They killed SEAL Team 6.
Oh, you know, I didn't see that on the HuffPo.
6 assassinated is in fact true. He doesn't want justice or the truth to come out. Why would this
Chris McDonald? Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yep. Sure.
Some fucks. There's something in the water.
Fact true. He doesn't want justice or the truth to come out. Why would this man do that?
to hide the truth.
We've all learned now what they do, why they do it. This is the guy who was in charge of the raid. He obviously doesn't want something coming out that already tells me that this is truth that's coming out right here. That's verifiable. You know what I mean? That type thing.
There's no, the guy that was there is giving you the verifiable truth of which you have no evidence of the shit you're presenting.
What did the guy, I mean, he asked this question and this guy tried to answer it. I don't think he got it right.
It's like that fucking headline at Breitbart I showed you earlier, which the headline said something to the effect of Biden evasive as to disprove. Basically, they're upset that Biden isn't proving that he's not a criminal.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's
not that they have to present worthwhile evidence. He needs to. He needs. Let me see if I can find it. Oh, I'm on Breitbart.
Okay. God. There's nothing there with the Burisma. I thought, but what, this was recently announced.
What?
There's no criminal charges. The DOJ is not going to go after, it's not going to look into the Burisma Biden thing, right?
Well, unlikely. I would, one would think.
Right.
How they changed, I think they changed the headline on it. They, yeah. They move things around there a lot. There's a lot of headlines.
Right. Is Justin Bieber conservative or is he like, is he
Jesus-y right now? Oh, okay. Way into Jesus.
And what's his relation to Alec Baldwin? Again, it's like his son-in-law?
His wife is Alec Baldwin's niece.
Oh, so that's his uncle by marriage.
Yes.
So they have to hang out sometimes, right?
Oh, I'm sure Uncle Alex loves Justin. I'm sure that would actually be a Thanksgiving I would love to hang out at.
Oh my God.
To watch Stephen Justin Baldwin. Bieber having Justin a conversation
debate
with Alec Baldwin
on the existence of God. Oh. Go. Alec Baldwin's a flaming atheist, correct?
I don't know that. I don't know that. I don't think he's a lunatic Jesus wielder like his brother.
Yeah.
Oh, here it is. So this is the headline. Without evidence, Biden claims no corruption. In the Hunter leaks. That's their hashtag, Hunter leaks.
Okay.
So without evidence, he says there's no corruption.
Crab diving proclaims no fucking God.
How do you proclaim no evidence? I mean, how do you proclaim a negative?
Well, you can't.
It's your burden of proof, Breitbartians.
Yes.
You got to prove, show us evidence of real corruption, not something made up.
Yeah, you dumb fucking Nazis.
And regardless, the shit, even if the shit, which we don't trust to be accurate, even if it is, there's nothing in there.
Right.
Who knows what they're fabricating?
Well, what? Wait. What about the Alex Jones story we just did yesterday?
Oh, Alex Jones said there's video of him fucking 10-year-olds, right? Or something like that.
Hunter Biden,
you know, beating them up, punch fucking them. 10-year-old girls.
Oh my God. Being Alex Jones, his neighbor, it just must be very stressful.
Stressful. But there's the, one of the headlines at Breitbart. Just
if you live next to Alex and you're in the middle of cooking Thanksgiving dinner and you can tell he's home and you run out of butter and you absolutely need a stick of butter, but you don't have time to drive to the market. Do you go over there and ask him
for a cup of sugar or something?
For some butter?
Well, you know he's got butter.
I got tons of it. I got the biggest fucking butter stick.
Yeah, I think. Do I have butter?
What if he found out?
Do you want it in a cone? That's how I like to eat it.
I told you I did have a dream one time that we were hired, InfoWars hired us to
be
their liberal podcast.
Yeah.
And it was a terrifying experience.
If we could do it remotely.
Yeah. My God, these people would hate us.
Well, yeah.
Up, size it up.
chain. That's not a great song. I mean, that's a great song. That's a great song. There's a musical there.
Haul him up by a chain.
You tell me there's no Alex Jones musical there.
Oh, God.
Info Warriors, choreographed by Tommy Toon.
I'll admit it. I'm not letting my kids die. I'm gonna buy the bar, I can fix this. And I'm starting to think about having to eat my neighbor. I'm gonna haul him up by a chain. I'll eat your ass. I'll do it. You think I like the size of my neighbor? Cut him, skin him, chop his ass up.
Cut him, skin him, chop his ass up.
I mean, okay. This is him saying, I'm going to eat my neighbor, and it's somehow...
for a long time.
And it works for a long time,
yeah.
I mean, it's operatic.
He's mellifluous.
You know, this is the thing, I think, when God was creating the universe and stuff, is like, he must be working on Alex Jones. It's like, what I'm creating here is this is going to be a brilliant dude. He's going to be, you know, the Globe Theater. I mean, brilliant Shakespearean actor, and you know, he was supposed to be like what's the guy that was Hawkman and Brian Blessing? He was supposed to be like Brian Blessing, a British
Blessed
guy. Brian Blessed, you know. And then God had lunch break, and God dropped this guy in Arkansas, forgot about it,
right? Texas,
yes, he was raised by the wolves of Texas. And we got this guy. That's what happened. It was a mistake.
That's how we end up
with Alex Jones.
Got him, skin him, size his ass up.
I'm trying to picture the neighbors. They're like, you know, I was listening to my neighbor's podcast. He was talking about eating me up. I think he's British, the neighbor.
We have a response from Rudy Giuliani.
Oh. No. What does he say?
The Daily Beast has the story. They've talked to him.
Okay. Can I make a prediction? I want to make a prediction. I'm going to say.
Okay.
The prediction is that his defense will be, but I didn't finish.
Oh, gross. Well, since 1993. Rudy Giuliani issued his first public defense. This is the Daily Beast. After details emerged from his big cameo appearance in Borat's subsequent movie film. Is the name.
That's funny.
While it may look like he's touching himself inappropriately with his hands down his pants in a hotel room alongside an actress posing as a reporter, he swears he was just tucking in his shirt.
How do I see this tomorrow? Friday. It's Friday. How do I fucking see this movie? I want to see it.
I had to take off the electronic equipment, he said.
Okay.
And when the electronic equipment came off, some of it was in the back, and my shirt came out a little. Although my clothes were entirely on, I leaned back. I tucked my shirt in. At that point, they have this picture they take, which looks doctored, but in any event, I'm tucking my shirt in. I assure you that's all I was doing.
I assure you I wasn't masturbating.
which looks doctored, but any event.
You are having to address a photo.
My package is much bigger than that. If I was hard, you would have known it.
Yeah, I think if you look at the story, well, I don't know about the age of the person, but I thought that was a part of it. Like he actually knew. Sasha.
I haven't read that.
Because that's crazy. But like, maybe
I think that would have been the headline if it.
Yeah.
Like if he knew ahead of time.
You think that would be different? Well, right. And also maybe he has one of these, maybe his shirt was tight and the only way it could fit if he just had to ejaculate.
I usually put my penis through the bottom two buttons to help give me a little lift.
God, you're a horror story, dude. I mean, God, this guy is... this Rudy Giuliani is a fucking horror story. What in the shit?
I know. What a mess, right? What a mess. He could have retired and still be riding the America's Mayor wave after how he didn't totally fuck up the handling of New York Post 9/11.
Yeah, I mean... He's
But I know people from New York who were like, "Well, you know, we lived here, and it wasn't that great of a response."
Right. Yeah. Who do you think has a better chance of resurrecting their career, Chris Christie or Rudy? I think Chris Christie could, no problem. God, he's
I guess Chris Christie.
He could, he could run for president. I could see that.
And he did kind of get shunned from the Trump campaign a little bit.
You know, the thing
is, that's the only reason.
But Trump is biased.
That's why Trump didn't want him for vice president. Even though he was the like the front
Trump
runner.
Trump is fat. I'm not trying to be a dick, but he's obese. So why was Trump fat shaming? So dumb. It's like we're
well, Rosie O'Donnell,
by the dumbest fucking
he fat shames everybody.
Politicians. God.
Rudy Giuliani.
Yay.
With a flat denial. I was just tucking in my shirt.
Yeah, and then stroking off for a little bit.
Oh my God. Do we have the audio of this out there?
Jeez. That picture they're using all over the place of him is, I tell you.
That's the one he's talking about. That I think it might be doctored.
Did you see it?
Yeah.
Goddamn creepy.
I mean, I can't get away from it. It's
in
the,
so creepy,
everybody's
man.
Twitter feed.
He looks so creepy.
The Barrett video is complete fabrication. I was tucking in my, this is a tweet, a half hour ago. I was tucking in my shirt after taking off the recording equipment. At no time before, during, or after the interview was I ever inappropriate. If Sacha Baron Cohen implies otherwise, he's a stone cold liar. And the Lincoln Project responded, "We're going to see the video, sweetie."
Yeah. We're going to see it.
No, who is this? I don't know who this is. This is at JoJo. 89,000 followers on the Twitter. Okay. She responded, "Are you saying this is a case of erection fraud?"
Bam! That's a good one.
Poor Rudy.
Well, I mean, you know, listen, I think what he needs to do is slowly phase his career into acting. Maybe, what do you think? If he goes into like the WWE or something like that and teams up with
somebody zoomed in. I mean, oh, I don't want to see that. It's just so gross. It's
the
somebody photoshopped him on a luge. Touching himself on a luge at the Olympics. Oh, this is going to be great. Go get him, internet. Go get him.
I mean, bye, Felicia. I don't know.
There's another one with Chris Hansen peeking his face
good.
In the side.
Hi, I'm Chris Hansen.
Did you bring condoms?
Why are you masturbating right there? But why, though? He never really... Oh, he's saying...
Oh, he's not tucking in his shirt. They're zooming in.
Yeah.
From the different angle, and he is obviously not touching his shirt. Bleh. Not tucking his shirt. That's not how one tucks one's shirt. Unless you're wrapping your shirt around your cock.
Yeah. Oh, well, if you've got a shirt cock, snap. If you know, what about the magicians frequently wear the shirts that snap under, you know, via the crotch? Maybe it's one of those types. God. I don't know. It looks very, very suspect.
Thanks, Rudy.
76 years old.
Thanks, Borat. Thanks, Sacha Baron Cohen.
I mean, what is Rudy's deal? Is he single? Is he married?
I think he's married again.
God. How do you do it,
sure.
Rudy?
I think.
What did you do today? I got caught masturbating in front of someone.
I was doing nothing wrong. I was tucking in my shirt.
Are they sure they don't have an angle where his dick's showing?
Oh.
I mean, honestly, they said they had cameras all over the fucking place.
Well, I don't think he whipped it out. I think he was touching himself in his pants.
Right. That's nice of him, I guess. He's a gentleman. I didn't dig it out.
Trump's probably giving him shit about it. Trump's hey, Rudy.
What do you think? We're back on Epstein Island?
Jerry, come.
What a horrible group of people that run our country. This is horrific.
But we do have to thank Rudy Giuliani.
Oh, yeah. Good job. Send that guy. Send him an Emmy. A People's Choice Award, right? That's
quite a few laughs.
Did he pee on her? That's more of a Trump thing.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, right. We don't know what he was.
Yeah, I guess.
What he was fishing out when Borat.
Well,
Borat bust in.
Busted.
I've got.
Give that guy an Emmy, Borat. Boy, he's killing it.
I guess, I don't know. That's good news.
Good news. Okay.
The DOJ today got a public rebuke from a federal judge.
Yay.
The issue is about whether the DOJ's efforts to have taxpayer-funded lawyers defend Trump in the civil case.
Damn.
Over whether he defamed E. Jean Carroll after she accused him of sexual assault. So him saying all that horrible shit about her, she's suing for defamation.
Right.
And this is when fucking Bill Barr jumps in. Our Department of Justice and is somehow trying to make the case that our tax dollars and the Department of Justice should defend him in that defamation lawsuit.
That's crazy. That is bananas.
They were trying to make the case that he did it in his official capacity when he insulted her. Because he was president, he's immune.
God damn.
Well, I guess this one judge ain't having it.
That's bizarre.
The DOJ attempted to delay the case after a government attorney was denied access to the courthouse due to the COVID-19. But the judge denied the motion, said we can do this by phone.
Is there no provision we have in our government? It's like, at what point can we wave the white flag and say, okay, we surrender, call in, the X-Men, have this administration removed. We need to have some adults help us. We need a vaccine, something. Is there a moment that's going to happen, or are we just, this is just it for a bit until Joe Biden? It just gets crazy.
Oh, it's going to get crazier. Yeah, I read something from some mental health care professionals that were saying, strap in, because once he loses, his narcissism won't allow him to comprehend that he lost. And the only way, and he gets off on these rallies. He gets off on people who are willing to go in the streets and kill people for him.
Oh, yeah.
He loves that. That reaffirms his sick narcissism.
I agree.
And that he's going to fire them up.
I concur with this mental health person. I bet they're right.
And they're like,
I'm no psychologist.
And they said the same thing. They said a lot of it's going to hinge on how the rest of the Republicans handle him.
Yeah.
There's going to be a handful. Terrifyingly, our fucking representative here is going to be right there swinging from one of his nipple hairs like a fucking wrecking ball.
Right. Absolutely. And, it's strange here. Let's say you go into a Publix with a mask on. You don't get any weird looks. If you go in there without a mask on, you get looks.
Here?
Yes.
Oh, that's good.
But if you go into a Circle K sometimes with a mask, you get looks. Oh, yeah.
As I'm coughing. It's allergies.
Well, you're not selling beef jerky and lottery tickets and 305s.
But they also... fucked up. The judge said, contrary to the government's suggestion, it appears Virginia was added to the list of restricted states over a week ago.
Okay.
So the DOJ made an easily fact-checked error in a one paragraph letter to a federal judge.
Wouldn't you want to check that letter to a federal judge?
Who then noticed and dressed the department down on the public record. So the judge made a ruling telling them, you dumb fucks.
Why would you fuck that
letter
up?
This is our Department of Justice.
It's a joke, then. That would be the letter that you proofread, right? Because you're sending it to a motherfucking federal judge, and it's important.
Got an easily fact-checked error.
Yeah. Well, I mean...
But we know how the Trump administration feels.
I mean, did they think no one would notice? Do they think everyone is like they are? Losers?
And dishonest. Well, Trump does, right?
Oh, absolutely.
He can't comprehend that somebody would have ethics.
Yeah.
Like that judge, Curiel.
Right.
He's Mexican. He's a Mexican. He's a Mexican descent.
I was doing Rudy.
He's a Mexican descent.
Oh, God.
It's, so he's going to, I want to build a wall. He's a Mexican descent.
You know, it's that whole fucking vote for him. And I know Russia had a lot to do with the fake news and shit on.
Yeah.
But you know, the truth is a lot of these guys, they're racist and it was a fuck you.
Come on.
Yeah, it was a fuck you. You know, we're going to get you
former
back.
Vice President
what
Joe Biden.
What beautiful weather we got here, little Indian summer. You know, I know the president spent some time in Erie last night, and apparently he complained about having to travel here. And then he cut the event short, poor guy. I don't feel that way. I love coming to Pennsylvania. You guys delivered for me twice, and I am back here tonight to ask you to deliver the White House for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris.
Jeez. I mean, you know, Trump's fucked. That it's going to be over so fucking early, man. Oh, man.
What he's talking about is that Trump literally said he told the rally in Pennsylvania that I shouldn't even have to be here. I didn't think I'd have to be here.
But Tiffany Trump was stumping for her father, and we played that, and it was moving. It was chilling.
What was it? Was it described as a 10-minute train wreck? Somebody said.
You know, I don't think we played it enough because it really is. I mean, mate, was it? It wasn't good, was it? Or was it?
No, she's a mess.
Wasted. No, don't look it up. It was stupid.
My father.
My God. Smoke more.
Definite contralto.
Jesus.
I found a tweet. What in gay hell is this bullshit?
What is that?
Somebody tweeted the Tiffany Trump.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Horrible.
Also, look, there's like 12 people in the room. Also, I'm no longer convinced Eric is the dumbest. It's a tight race.
Oh, no, 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 no. Eric's so stupid.
Don Jr. is pretty dumb. It's really
she's
really
a lawyer.
A horse race.
Is she not? Did she not graduate law school?
Yeah.
Well,
I'm skipping.
How would you support your father? We know you. We know your best friends are gay. We know your best friends are this. I say it's because my father has always supported all of you.
It's not accurate. Well, he didn't give a shit before.
Right, right.
And he was a Democrat, and I think he was always like, sure, gay marriage, why not? Who cares?
He doesn't give a shit now.
Right. And she even said, before politics, my father was really very supportive. So what a shithead that makes him.
Yeah, absolutely. She's
admitting that her father is a pandering, lying asshole.
Opportunistic. Evil.
She's basically telling this dozen gay people for Trump that... Well, you know, he's just lying to the Christians. Don't worry. He's just lying. He really supports you guys.
God. Dang shit. God, I you know, you just listen to Trump. You know, I'm sorry. You listen to Obama for 2 seconds, and it's just...
It's rough, isn't it?
It's chilling. It is.
But
it's
think
so
January 22nd.
Yeah, you're right.
Next year.
You're right. Fuck.
I want to thank Mr. Philadelphia, Charlie Mack.
Oh, well, anyway.
Right.
That's Obama.
Yeah.
Let's skip forward a bit. Let's do a random Obama drop.
/PA to request your ballot right away. And before you send it back, Pennsylvania's got this thing where you've got to use both envelopes. So you've got to read the directions carefully to make sure your vote counts.
Fucking Republicans.
God damn.
Making it hard to vote.
That is so nerve-wracking.
And if you've already voted, then you've got to help your friends and family make a plan to vote. Take them with you if you vote early or if you vote in person on election day, because this election requires every single one of us to do our part. And what we do these next 13 days will matter for decades to come.
Okay. Oh. Well, good.
We're all wistful.
Crazy.
I mean, really, just a sane president, yeah. Let alone a good one.
And, you know, and a guy that could listen to a question, think about it, and then give you an informed answer because, you know.
Without terrifying you.
Yeah, I don't ever remember anybody from his cabinet waddling out to Congress and not knowing shit about jack fucking shit. Like, Ben Carson doesn't know shit about shit. Does he really? I mean, he really doesn't know anything.
Because, you know, before the plague came in, I had it made. I wasn't coming to Erie. I mean, I have to be honest. There was no way I was coming. I didn't have to. I would have called you and said, hey, Erie, you know, if you have a chance, get out. But we had this thing won. We were so far up. We had the greatest economy ever, greatest jobs, greatest everything. And then we got hit with the plague. And I had to go back to work. Hello, Erie. May I please have your vote?
God damn. That is fucking amazing. Crazy. That is crazy. He's like
saying it out loud.
Are these people?
I wouldn't fucking be in this shit all if it wasn't for the plague and I had to come work.
If they're seeing him live, they're that dumb, right? I mean, I'm sorry, not to be a dick, mm-hmm. but it's a tremendous health risk to go. I mean,
now almost all of the white people behind him are wearing masks.
Mm-hmm.
I will say
because they know they're maybe. Where are they?
And in
Erie, Pennsylvania. Erie,
yeah.
Conclusion. We'll make this a little shorter. You know, it's like about 40 degrees. I don't want to lose anybody. You got to go vote. So we're going to go a little shorter because you got to go vote. And I see even Mike. He's so brave. He's starting to freeze his ass off over there. He said, okay, look, I proved my point. Let's say, President, let's get me the hell out of here.
I don't know who he's talking about.
Man, this is genius. He's off the cuff shit, man. Just killing it.
And then,
you know, it's like,
you know, that's also the place where he was dancing.
Are we listening to old...
He was dancing. Yeah.
Are we... Oh, God. Is this where he's doing this thing with the fist pump? You know, we really should be concerned because we're just allowing...
I don't think the village people
would
really be happy.
We are accepting the fact that there's no way to get rid of this guy any earlier than in January, and he's got to lose this election, and that is a goddamn fucking maniac.
Yeah.
Just look at the way he's dancing. He's... His perception is so motherfucking fucked that he thinks he looks like a rock star in this moment. He has the codes to the nuclear fucking shit. Carrying him around with him. Just fucking leaving him at Red Lobster.
Really? I can't believe it. You better give me the credit, damn it. I'll tell you. What I've gone through, the drug companies, they're spending a fortune on fake ads. They don't want me. They don't want me. China doesn't want me. Iran doesn't want me. Nobody wants me. Nobody. Erie wants me. Erie wants me.
Oh my God. Ugh. You guys are fucking crazy.
Oh, and then here's your favorite.
Okay.
He brings it up again.
Yay.
Terry, we now have the greatest equipment we've ever had. We are the envy of Russia and China and everybody in the world. We have the best missiles and rockets and tanks and planes. F-35, stealth. You can't see it. Other than that, it's not so great. You can't
see it. Other than that, not so great.
Wait. I'm confused.
It's because they had all those problems with the F-35s.
So many problems he has to... It's this airplane. It's so perfect. It's stealth.
It's completely invisible. You can't see it. That's why it's so hard to work on.
Right. You cannot. It's a great plane.
It's hard to fix.
Damn. Think about that's a great plane. You can't see it.
You need somebody like Daredevil to work on it.
You can't see it.
Echolocate it.
It's prone to crashing.
You can't see out of it. Apparently.
Yeah. An invisible plane just crashed through my fucking house.
Not so great. You can't see it. I went to one of the pilots. I said, how good is this plane? Well, it's really good. Why is it good? Because the enemy can't see it. I said, I don't know too much about what you do. Sounds good to me.
Oh, boy.
What is that supposed to appeal to? That? What is that? That fake humility? this mental illness that we're hearing right now. What does the DSM say about that? That's fucked up.
There'll be books.
I might have to move to another country. I might have to flee the country.
Plenty of books to come.
I mean, yeah.
The president.
You know, so there is a debt. He is suing Gene Carroll for defamation.
The other way around.
Right. Oh, wait. Yeah. So if that case goes forward, won't they have a deposition? And won't they have to ask him?
I believe that's why all the delaying tactics and everything.
Yeah. You know, Michael Cohen came out and said that he needs to be reelected so he doesn't die in jail, I think.
Right. Yeah.
So that could be why, you know, all the history.
He's desperate, yeah.
If I was him, I would make a deal. I would say I will leave today and I will take Mike Pence with me and his little fly, and the Republican Party will go off into the woodwork.
Mike Pence ain't going with him. Mother won't let him.
Mother's husband.
They're gonna try to polish him up and give him to us in 2024.
No one wants him. He is wacko.
There's going to be a whole bunch of vipers. Oh, yeah. All of a sudden, Paul Ryan's going to be back.
Oh, stop.
I have no doubt.
Bullshit.
They're saying Tom Cotton is plucking his nipples to enter the race.
He is absolutely devoid of personality. He is. What are you? Yes.
So, the.
What do you think? Trump wins another term. Secretary of State predictions, Louie Gohmert.
Maybe Rudy.
That would be a... Oh, yeah!
No, Pompeo's quite happy being creepy Secretary of State.
Oh, yeah.
Spreading Jesus everywhere.
Well, Rudy is literally spreading cum everywhere. I mean, what would have happened had Borat not came back in that room? Oh, my God. These Republicans are literally dangerous to be around. They might start jacking off.
Yeah, who knows what's going on?
Public jackery was right there on camera.
Newsmax host.
Yes.
Oh, no. How long is this?
Running mate doing? Kamala Harris. She is enjoying herself. Now, enjoying herself for a couple of reasons. Number one, no real scrutiny of her record. I'd like to know a few things. I mean, back in the good old days, Geraldine Ferraro ran. I mean, everybody went over her record, and she had that long press conference, and maybe it was unfair, but I thought it was, you know, when you enter the national stage, you get some tough questions. No one's been asking really tough questions of Kamala Harris, like her relationship with Willie Brown, kind of.
There it is.
It's not necessarily disqualifying, but it wasn't very nice. And I think some more questions could be asked about that. And Willie Brown, the most important guy in California for a while.
He's got a graphic of her with a crown on her head. It says Queen Kamala.
Guy. What? Yeah.
And the bottom says Kamala Harris is only in it for herself.
Oh, yeah.
This is Newsmax.
Right. Well, that's sexism. I mean, because they're, you know. Ambition in men is ambition, and ambition in women is like some weird, God complex, or, you know.
Hooking her up with all kinds of jobs. I'm kind of curious about her record as Attorney General of California, as a prosecutor. I mean, it's not all bad. There's plenty of good there, but she's been skipping all this stuff somehow.
And I'd like to remind everyone that she is black.
Oh, yeah, shit, yes, Pat.
And she has a vagina.
We're going to get to that.
And she just gets to kind of enjoy herself on this great big national stage. They put videos like this out, and to me, maybe I'm not the target audience, but I find them in this environment a little distasteful, a little bit in your face, a little bit, look how special I am.
Is that his music?
No. This is a... She was doing an interview with someone.
Oh, okay.
And they hip-hopped it up.
Oh, my God.
And they had some cool footage of her getting out of a plane wearing a suit and stuff like
this
that.
This is his segment, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Jeez. But he's making fun of that music and that video they made of Kamala.
Right.
Looking
absolutely.
All cool and everything and playing Blackish kind of.
Oh, I saw her getting off the plane for the debate. I think she had like a leather jacket on, some shades. So what?
Wow, huh? She's going to roll with those basketball stars, and they're going to talk about social justice and police reform, but I really think she just wants to flaunt it, and I think she wants to flirt a little bit.
Listen to this shit.
Kamala wants to go out there and fuck black guys, okay?
I mean, this is Newsmax, right?
She wants to go with all those NBA players. What the fuck? Is this guy crazy?
She just wants to talk a little policy and get some BBC.
And flirt.
And police reform, but I really think she just wants to flaunt it. And I think she wants to flirt a little bit. That's kind of her style. I've seen it. What else does she do?
She just kind
of likes to walk around like she's some sort of beauty queen. Let's see. This is from Florida. And the message on her Twitter account was, "Hello, Florida. Great to see you again." All right. I'd like to see a little bit of Florida in a message like that. Here's what she showed us.
Okay, she's on a stage waving to a crowd in Florida.
Okay.
In slow motion, wearing her mask. That's it.
Just look at me, I'm great. This is like a little kid's version of...
Look at me, I'm great.
She is.
She's the candidate which they are doing a promo.
Yeah, and hey, dickhead.
What are Trump commercials like?
Let's just talk about how sexist this is.
Oh, it's amazingly
she
sexist.
Is the nominee for on the Democratic ticket for vice fucking president. She's a motherfucking senator.
Well, just
she
wait.
God.
She just wants to flirt.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Flirting.
That's it. Just look at me. I'm great. This is like a little kid's version of what a beauty pageant might be like. I don't know. I mean, I'm not the strategist. I just don't know what the target audiences for something like that.
It's definitely not you.
Not you, fuckhead.
Greg Kelly.
So
it's definitely not you.
So Greg Fuckface Kelly, you, whenever women are walking onto a stage and there are lights, you're like, I feel like I'm at a beauty contest or something. You're a stupid fuck. Congratulations on what does he do? He's a podcaster.
I don't think women should be on that stage unless they're in a bathing suit.
Yeah. I like the Handmaid's Tale.
Beauty pageant might be like, I don't know. I mean, I'm not the strategist.
Wait.
I just don't know what the target audience is for something like that. Nobody there. She's waving. She's living her best life. You know, if you look at the Trump campaign ads, I mean, the really good ones, and there were some good ones, actually, this campaign and in 2016, the ads are about us, about people. Those are the ones that make the difference.
Jeez.
I just don't think they're going to win. There she is, acting all gangsta.
Whoa!
Oh.
Okay, I just, Shelby, we have our votes in, and I think that's officially racist. I think we are racist.
So we had
here.
Sexism for 2 minutes,
oh, yes.
And then let's dabble it off with a nice topping of some racism.
But that's not even subtle.
Pain ads, I mean the really good ones, and there were some good ones. Actually, this campaign, and in 2016, the ads are about us, about people. Those are the ones that make the difference. I just don't think they're going to win. There she is, acting all gangsta. But we got some real gangsters, and I think it's a major, major addition and a good one to the Trump team. And they're going to be...
Oh, my God.
He's showing a 50 Cent video. We got some real gangsters, and I think they're going to be a good addition to the Trump team. And he's showing a video of 50 Cent. We got some real gangsters.
How is this guy so racist?
Something they're going to win. There she is, acting all gangsta.
God.
Well, we got some real gangsters, and I think it's a major, major addition and a good one to the Trump team. And they're going to be positive repercussions here.
Oh,
Ice Cube, also known as Cube, met him once, and 50 Cent. This is a big deal. They both publicly endorsed Trump.
Oh my God.
Jesus Christ. So what does that mean, dickhead?
That's
you can use
Max.
Him in your racist fucking innuendos. Please.
Italian suppositories.
Oh, yeah. Oh, boy. What a fuckhead, man.
Newsmax host.
Yay. Gangster.
Headline at Media Matters. Newsmax host says Senator Kamala Harris wants to flirt and is acting all gangsta.
No, bullshit. Bullshit. This is what Kamala Harris is doing. She is going in a room. She's taking fucking control. And she's ripping people assholes. And she's taking fucking names.
And almost every Trump ad has slow motion video of him waving to the adoring crowds. Yes. That's what they do.
Yeah.
To show, hey, look, the crowds love the candidate. But listen, and that's all they were doing
right.
with the Kamala Harris. Except she was socially distancing, didn't have a huge throngs of crowds in the background.
Right, right, right. And she's doing what a vice presidential candidate does.
And wearing a mask, by the way.
The problem with Hillary is that she had this Tim Kaine, you know, who is, I don't know, he's, what is he, on Xanax all the time? He's very chill.
He's nice.
He's a nice guy.
I think he was too nice to combine with her.
Yeah.
Who's low-key.
I think
she could be not nice, but she's not. They needed a firebrand. I'm sticking to my guns that it should have been.
I consider Kamala a firebrand.
Right. Sherrod Brown, by the way. Would have been my.
Oh, he would have been great.
Right.
Anybody would have been better.
And they would have won maybe Ohio and Pennsylvania because of him.
Meaning they would have won.
Right.
Which would have been what? Better.
Better. One could argue. I mean.
Congratulations. You've learned something.
I don't know. We'd all be eating children.
You think adrenochrome?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm into the adrenochromium, I am.
I heard one of the lunatics in a Q-Loon highlight reel.
Adrenochrome.
Call them, they're pedivores.
Pedivores.
They eat children. Ooh. They're not just they're not pedophiles. They're pedivores.
I love that. Pedivores. Pedophile code.
Pedophile code. Mm-hmm. Oh, Donald Trump Jr.
Oh, God. Speaking of pedophiles.
Oh, he's upset about more censorship of their bullshit.
What? He can't. Wait a second. You can't be on.
Now we can have a mask mandate, but what's next? Are we going to close every chocolate chip cookie place? Anybody who sells chocolate chip cookies? Because, you know, it explodes. Where does it stop and where does it start? And I'm afraid that once it starts, it's not going to stop.
Oh, that's. I am afraid that once it starts, it's not going to stop. No, this is Tim Helbling, mayor of Mandan, North Dakota.
God, what is going on?
Where coronavirus cases are spiking like crazy. He's saying, you know, I don't know. It's going to be a slippery slope because they're going to. What's next? You're going to close like the cookie shops and stuff. You won't be able to go and feed your fat face anymore.
Tim, what's his name? Fuckhead.
Tim Helbling.
Tim, where do you live? Did this chocolate chip?
Mandan, North Dakota.
Okay.
There's nothing else to do but go get chocolate chip cookies.
Here's what you do. This simpleton fuckhead is very concerned about...
Mayor.
Right. He's very concerned about the chocolate chip cookie place. Someone assure him that they will get him his chocolate chip fucking cookies. But he has to agree to the mask mandate. That's how you deal with this fucker.
I like the... I'm all for masks and everything, but what's next?
Well,
chocolate chip cookies.
You know... Isn't this horrible? I just thought, God, I bet those cookies are good, though. I mean, God, if that's his first thing to think
apparently
about.
Apparently, there's a really good cookie place in fucking, what is this town?
If everyone North was Dakota. Wearing a mask and you were doing things to mitigate it, you could go get your fucking cookie, you fuckface, or Tim, buy a bunch now. Buy a bunch of cookies now. But allow your make people wear masks. Where am I going to get my chocolate chip cookies?
What's next?
You stupid shithead.
God, it really is it's exhausting.
If people could vote better.
Yeah. Yeah.
If they could vote better, it would help, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Jesus. I mean, fuck. Don't vote for QAnon people. That's a start, right? Or Republicans.
Well, that's a low bar, but yeah. I mean, okay.
Ooh, look at the stories you're
doing.
I guess
it's not a lot to ask for.
Adrenochromium.
Other big news today.
Yes.
Pope Francis.
Oh, yes.
Il Papa.
Oh, oui, oui.
Became the first pontiff to endorse same-sex civil unions.
Yay! Good job, Popey. Thank you.
In comments for a documentary premiering today,
wow,
sparking cheers from gay Catholics and demands for clarification from the conservatives. What are you talking about?
Well, I mean, and also...
Or more like, what are you talking about?
Well, I saw that and I felt like, well, welcome to the party. Congratulations. Aren't you supposed to be like charismatic and compassionate?
I'll bet
2020.
I'll bet he recognizes that, okay, we're not going to give you the sacrament of marriage. We're not going to cast our jizzy magic spell over your union or anything. But if it's a civil process, they should 100% be as entitled to it as anybody else. That just makes sense.
And how sad that we live in a time when people give two shits about your jizzy Jesus magic or whatever the fuck you do. It's sad.
Well, fewer.
Some people care so much about the jizzy magic juice, the Pope has to say it's cool to go like, you know, the civil unions are fine. Who cares what the Pope says?
The film is a feature-length documentary, Francesco, premiering at the Rome Film Festival.
Oh, oui, oui.
Wouldn't it be cool to go to the Rome Film Festival?
Well, we wouldn't be allowed, Pat. We're spreaders. from Florida.
Oh, yeah.
Please.
Get the fuck out.
Get out of here.
Fresh interviews with the Pope delving into issues Francis cares about the most, including the environment, poverty, migration, racial income inequality, and the people most affected by discrimination.
Yes.
He said, quote, homosexual people have the right to be in a family. They are children of God. You can't kick someone out of a family nor make their life miserable for this. What we have to have is a civil union law. That way they are legally covered.
Wow. Well, thanks for bringing that up. I agree. Jeez.
That's a big deal.
Yeah. Anything else? Is there anything else while you're evolving that you could just go ahead and evolve upon or make everyone wait?
Well, I think he evolved. Now he's trying to drag the church along.
Yeah.
While serving as Archbishop of Buenos Aires,
woo-woo,
he endorsed civil unions for gay couples as an alternative to same-sex marriage.
Yeah.
However, he never came out publicly in favor of civil unions as Pope, and none had before him. The Reverend James Martin, a Jesuit, the Jesuits, who sought to build bridges with gay Catholics, praised the comments as a major step forward in the church's support for LGBTQ people.
You know, how many Nazis are the Catholic Church hiding in Buenos Aires, do you think? A few?
I don't think that many anymore.
Oh, please.
Unless they're third lying generation Nazis,
We have the adrenochrome.
However, it says Bishop Thomas Tobin of Providence, Rhode Island is asking for clarification.
Tobin. Yeah.
The Pope's statement clearly contradicts what has been a longstanding teaching of the church about same-sex unions. The church cannot support the acceptance of objectively immoral relationships.
Ooh, but wait. What about all these priests fucking kids, raping children? What of that? What of it?
We officially have no comment.
But this is bothering you right now. But no, let's not speak out about that.
Ed Meckman, director of public policy at the Archdiocese of New York, not happy, wrote in a blog post, the Pope simply has made a serious mistake.
Oh, shit. The Pope fucked up. We're going to fuck him up.
Catholic teaching holds that gay people must be treated with dignity and respect, but that homosexual acts are intrinsically disordered.
Yes.
Is a quote.
That sounds stupid.
A 2003 document from the Vatican's Doctrine Office stated that the church's respect for gay people cannot lead in any way to approval of homosexual behavior or to legal recognition of homosexual unions.
Okay.
Oh, well, they're going to have to.
I saw that show and you watched it as well. The Pope show with
the new Pope.
The new
I didn't
Pope?
See the first season, but the second season
I.
With
is that out?
Oh yeah, we could watch the first season with Jude.
Yeah, I want to see that. I mean,
the second season was Jude in later, but it was Malkovich.
Here's what I learned.
Pope. It was fucking amazing. Here's what I learned. As one could imagine.
Oh, yeah, he was great. And I tell you, this is what I learned about the Pope and the Vatican and all that bullshit, is that all of those priests are fucking people. Everyone is fucking.
It was a stylized TV show where the nuns opened up every episode dancing and stripping and shit. Well, so, I mean.
Right. And it's, I don't think any of that happened in a void. I mean, it's not like someone just pulled that plot line out of nowhere.
Well, I think the priests are fucking. That's part of the problem is that they should let them.
Well, children.
Let priests get married. Let priests fuck each other.
Is QAnon concerned about all the pedophiles in the Catholic Church, yes or no?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, are they really? Yeah.
But I mean, been there, done that. They're trying to pull down Hillary Clinton and John Podesta and Barack Hussein Obama.
They're not pedophiles.
They are.
Oh, okay.
Aren't you following the breadcrumbs, Ryan?
Oh yeah. Let me log on to 9chan. See if my computer will just explode.
Acting all gangsta.
Yeah, boy, that's something.
Kamala Harris.
Yeah,
congrats to the Pope. That is kind of a big deal.
Yeah, but you know, a vice presidential candidate, why wouldn't, do you want her to walk into a room all timid like? No, you open the doors, you walk in.
She should be subservient to the white men around her, Ryan, like God intended.
Damn, I tell you what, I think you ought to watch that.
Is exactly what this asshole is saying, basically.
How about how Uma Thurman walked in the room and Kill Bill, one of those movies?
Oh, those are my favorites. I like the Kill Bill movies.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of slicing and dicing.
Ooh, yeah.
Although I'm sad about David Carradine.
Oh, yes.
It makes me think about
how
he went out.
Yeah, yeah. You need a buddy for that sort of thing.
Let's see. A couple minutes left, literally.
Okay.
Literally.
Yay.
Here on the old show. Thanks for buying shit through our Amazon portal at crabdiving.com.
Yeah. Oh, God. You know,
is this real?
Yeah.
No, I just saw an alleged tweet from Trump that it looks like a screen cap. But if this
is it his cock?
It's about Rudy. Let me see if this is real.
Is it his cock?
This can't be real. But, you know, I mean, we're again in
La La Land.
Yeah. Yeah. We're in Poe's Law territory.
Everybody's fucked up.
I'm not really finding that. Oh man, he's tweeting like a mofo today. Don't you work?
No.
I mean, I guess that's good. Did you see he literally wants to do 5 stops a day?
And they
were calculating.
Please don't.
The Secret Service and the Air Force One costs of this, which, because it's a campaign, the Trump campaign is supposed to reimburse the United States for.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see when and how well that goes.
He does not pay for his shit.
Right?
So, he's supposed to come to Pensacola. Well, the good thing about that is he has to do the event at the airports. There's no other way.
I guess, yeah.
I mean, does he come all the way out to the... to the, like,
no, I think he stays at like on the tarmac, right?
Yeah. Like, I saw somebody, you know, he's supposed to be here Friday in Pensacola, and I saw somebody post on Facebook. He's like, "Man, I'm gonna get my truck out there. I got somebody's speakers." He described the speakers in ways that would make you think they're very loud. The place is all tricked out, man. And he plays a bunch of fuck Trump music. They get mad at me. I don't give a fuck.
I don't see that tweet, so I
like that.
No.
About
it
what?
Might not have been. I think somebody made up a fake tweet.
What is the tweet again?
It's something about tucking. It was just a tuck, wasn't it? Something like that. It was, but I don't know that it was real. I'm not.
Oh, he's talking about the jack off.
Yeah. So I don't know if this is real.
I mean, it's a sense of entitlement, right? That Rudy Giuliani is that he's shooting an interview or a spot on some film.
You have to shoot.
Well, yeah. And it, you know, it goes back that he didn't know anybody. He thinks he's entitled to lay back on the bed, unzip his pants.
I was tucking.
Now, that's a multitask. You might have been tucking your shirt, but you were also jerking it at the same time. It was a jerking tuck.
Maybe that's where the Russians hide their microphone.
Nine! Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I was adjusting my mic.
I put a lavalier in the penile cavity.
The controls are behind my testicles. I was trying to get a little bit more bass in my voice.
Why were you jacking off?
Sound a little sexier, huh?
A person that was nice enough to interview you.
Because she was Russian and... it's so gross.
That's what they do.
So gross. We got to get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. Yay. Thanks for listening. Thanks for sharing the crabs at Crab Diving. And yes, buying shit through our Amazon portal at crabdiving.com/Amazon. Every time you go buy shit, use that link and we get a little commission. Doesn't cost you fuck all.
We get paid, baby.
Check out what Ryan's doing on the internet. RadarComedy.com. Rated Our Comedy on the Instagram, the Twitter, the Facebook, and the TikTok. I started off with the .com. I apologize.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm doing a comedy show online tonight somewhere.
I mixed it up. Oh, well. Do you have the details on your Twitter?
Yeah. At Rated R Comedy.
Rated R Comedy.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. So freaking vile.
Have a great evening, everybody. Let's meet again tomorrow.
Fuck Trump.
Oops. That is the wrong drop. It's supposed to be...
Wee wee.
Bitch ass redneck white bread chicken shit motherfucker. Fuck you, your mama, and everything connected to you, you racist piece of shit. Fuck you.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.